I hate mice. Sounds like a mean thing for a biologist to say, doesn't it? Normally, you tune in and hear me talk about some fascinating animal and what I love about it, what makes it unique, and here I am hating mice. When I say I hate mice, it's because back in college, I simply could not pass my rodent test in mammalogy. There are way too many mice, and it is a lot of work to tell them apart. You have to be able to remember how many dentine lakes on which molar represented which species. Or maybe a smooth lingual face on upper third molar would tell you if it was this mouse instead of that mouse. Other mammals were far easier to distinguish. You could discern between foxes, for example, or felines. Even squirrels and chipmunks had reasonable external features you could identify and describe. But I had no interest at all in being a mouse dentist. Okay, in truth, I don't hate mice at all. I rather like the rodent family. If you think back, you've heard me talk about squirrels, chipmunks, porcupines, and even our largest rodent, the beaver. But I've never written or talked about mice except when I list them as one of the animals eaten by birds, snakes, or other mammals. I'm thinking about mice because it is the mouse season. When we were winterizing our camper, we found mouse droppings. In our house, up in the kids' closets, mouse droppings. Down in the basement, more mouse droppings. We had mice everywhere. It seems in the fall, there's always a flurry of mouse activity. I think that non-hibernating mice seek out warm, dark, dry locations to wait out the winter. And with our old house and its rock walls, mice have no trouble getting in. Then all they have to do is wait until after the late news to go and gather up nesting materials, goldfish crackers, and birdseed. Unfortunately for them, they also like peanut butter, or at least they did. I set several snap traps around the house and caught over a dozen in short order. They've stopped licking the traps clean, though, so I think maybe I have reclaimed my turf. You can never be too careful, though. One female can raise 4 to 5 litters of feeding season. That means one family could add 16 to 25 or more young mice to an area, and they can live 4 years or more in the wild. I don't know what kind of mice they were. We have over a dozen kinds of mice and voles in Wisconsin, several of which live up here in the Northwoods. I think, based on the eyes, ears, and tails, that they were white-footed deer mice. They didn't look much at all like field mice. When I used to set pitfall traps in the field, I would just call these rodents a paramiscus species, which gets you close enough. Deer mice in the house or yard should be taken seriously because they carry bacteria and spread disease. Diseases like anaplasmosis and Lyme disease come from the ticks feeding on white-footed mice and other rodents, not deer. Mice carry hantavirus and salmonellosis, too. And they freak you out with their big, bulgy eyes. You should never set out poison for rodents, as this could be hazardous to pets and wild animals alike. Use humane kill traps or live traps to remove rodents from living areas. Thoroughly clean and disinfect locations where you find their droppings. Discard any food containers or household items chewed on by mice. Wear gloves when disposing of mouse carcasses, and if you use poison, make sure to dispose of them away from wild animals, children, or pets. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.